USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Coronavirus legislation signed by President Donald Trump lets Medicare expand the use of telemedicine in outbreak areas, potentially reducing the infection risk for vulnerable seniors. Coverage of telemedicine is now limited to primarily residents of rural areas facing long road trips for treatment from specialists. The law allows the government to waive those restrictions to help deal with the public health emergency created by the coronavirus. Scientists tracking the global respiratory disease outbreak have documented that the coronavirus takes a higher toll on older people, on patients with multiple chronic conditions, and those with compromised immune systems. Death rates are higher among older patients, while younger people are more likely to get a milder form of the illness. Overall, telemedicine has grown steadily in recent years, and the new telemedicine waivers would benefit roughly two-thirds of Medicare recipients in the traditional program. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Bernie Sanders is launching a wave of attacks on Joe Biden's support for trade deals like NAFTA ahead of contests in the industrial Midwestern states after the Super Tuesday resurgence powered the former vice president into a slight delegate lead.
You cannot beat Trump with the same old kind of politics. What we need is a new politics that brings working class people.
While Biden seldom focuses on trade policy at his rallies, Sanders aides see it as a potential issue for him in the primary. And to counter Donald Trump's message to working class voters in the Midwest during the election. Utah Senator Mitt Romney has decided to vote in committee in favor of a subpoena involving Burisma, the Ukrainian gas firm with ties to Hunter Biden. The Senate Homeland Security Committee is investigating into Burisma and will officially be issuing subpoenas. Romney's support for the subpoena is significant since he was the sole Republican senator to vote to convict President Trump of the Articles of Impeachment. This is USA Radio News. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The qualifying criteria for the next Democratic debate is out, and they managed to exclude the only veteran and only woman left in the race, Representative Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii. This afternoon, it was announced the candidates still in the running for the Democratic presidential nomination will need to have earned at least 20% of the delegates awarded thus far in order to participate in the March 15th debate hosted by CNN and Univision in Phoenix. That means only former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont will be on next Sunday's stage. Had the Democratic National Committee not changed the rules, which required each candidate to have only won a single delegate, Gabbard would have qualified. In what is believed to be the first U.S. sports event held without fans because of the new coronavirus, Yeshiva University beat Worcester Polytechnic Institute in a Division III men's basketball NCAA tournament game in an empty gym at Johns Hopkins University. As the students walked by the athletic facility, there were police officers outside and signs on the doors reading, "No spectators." Only players, coaches, referees, employees, and media members were present, so the official attendance was zero. An NCAA COVID-19 advisory panel said that it's not recommending cancellation or public spacing of athletic and related events scheduled to occur in public places across the United States. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.